Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 300, and this is my weekly meal planning episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new here, each week I just share with everyone what's on my family's meal plan coming up for the upcoming week for dinners. I don't really plan for breakfast or lunches or anything like that. We usually just do like the typical breakfast type foods, or for lunches, we just usually do like leftovers or sandwiches or something like that. I do rotate my meals on a regular basis. I throw in something new here and there every once in a while, but to me, it's just more important to have a plan for dinner rather than always trying to try something new. Although I do have to say that I have asked both of my daughters, because, you know, they'll complain if we have something like more frequently than they want, that they could share with me any recipes that they wanted me to make, and then I would make them. So I'm not against making new recipes, but I'm not really into right now with a busy time that I'm in, of searching for new recipes and having to think about like what new recipes I might want to make. So just throwing that out there, maybe if you have kids that want to try new things, you can ask them to send you recipes and then you could try and incorporate those depending on how difficult or expensive they are to make. However, I have not yet got one of those recipes. So as much as they will maybe complain that they want something different, they haven't put in any effort to try and come up with things that they'd like me to make. So anyway, this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, May 7th. So Saturday, I'm going to be doing Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is at allrecipes.com. I forgot to mention at the beginning of the episode, I do put a link to all of these recipes that I share that are on a specific website on a blog post on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So if you hear a recipe that I mentioned that is from a website, there will be a link there with that matches this week's episode that has all the links for this week's meal plan. So I'm going to be doing Parmesan crusted pork chops. I do have to say that when I made these last time as directed in the baking dish, they didn't come out super crispy. So what I did is when they were done, I just put them on a baking sheet and just put them under the broiler just for a really short time just to get them a little crispy. And they were really good. And then as a side dish with those, I'm going to be making easy lo mein, which is from damndelicious.net. And if you can't get lo mein noodles, you can make this with like linguine also. I've done that when I wasn't able to get the lo mein noodles and it came out really good that way also. So Sunday we're going to be doing grilled chicken. I'm hoping it's going to be nice out. This is usually something I make in the summer where I just take some chicken and I marinate it in some olive oil and some white vinegar. And then I put in some McCormick, I think it's just called McCormick chicken. It's just like a seasoning. And I'll just let it marinate and then I'll just throw it on the grill. And then I'm going to make classic macaroni salad, which is from allrecipes.com. And I'm going to make Mexican bean salad, which is also from allrecipes.com. So the Mexican bean salad is almost kind of like a salsa in a way. Not really like salsa, I guess. It's not like tomato based, but it's got like, it's more like a, like something you could dip chips in. It's like a bean type thing. It's got like black beans and kidney beans and cannellini beans, and then it's got like chopped up peppers and frozen corn and all that kind of stuff. So you can also use it like to dip like tortilla chips in when you have leftovers. So that's something that I make kind of a lot in the summer. So I haven't made that in a pretty long time, but now that it's starting to get nicer out, I'm hoping I can do some summer type things. So that's for Sunday. So Monday we do hamburgers every other Monday. So this Monday we're going to be doing hamburgers. I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just take some ground beef and make it into patties and cook it usually on the stovetop. But again, now that it's getting nicer out, I might cook it on the grill. And then I'm also making best ever turkey burger, which is from delish.com because one of my daughters doesn't eat the regular hamburger meat. So I make the turkey burgers also. And then I'm just going to be serving that with a can of vegetarian pork and beans and some oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which are also from allrecipes.com. They're just like you take potatoes and you cut them into eighths, like wedges, and you throw them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, Parmesan cheese, and some seasonings, and you shake it up, and then you just bake them in the oven, and they come out really good to go with the hamburgers. Tuesday, we're going to be doing tacos. We do some type of Mexican theme every Tuesday. I don't have a recipe for the tacos. I mean, I think most people have their own way of making tacos, but I just basically cook up some ground chicken or turkey. I usually use ground chicken lately, and I just season it with a little bit of seasoned salt and some chili powder. And then, you know, I just put out like cheddar cheese and lettuce and tomato and sour cream and avocado and all that kind of stuff, and everyone can make their own tacos. For Wednesday, I'm going to do easy shrimp vegetable stir fry, which is also from allrecipes.com. I am not sponsored by them. I just happen to get a ton of recipes, although I'd love to be sponsored by them, but I just get a ton of recipes from that website. So this is just like a typical vegetable stir fry with shrimp. It's got like broccoli and carrots and mushrooms and shrimp, and then you just serve it over rice. So we're going to do that for Wednesday. We usually do seafood on Wednesdays. Thursday, we always do either breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese, because that's the night I go food shopping, so I try and keep the dinner prep a little bit simpler. So for Thursday, I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Split Pea Soup, which is from foodnetwork.com. If you like split pea soup and you've ever made it on the stovetop, if you do have an Instant Pot, I would definitely recommend trying it. It's so much quicker than when you have to stand there at the stove like until the split peas cook. They cook really quick in the Instant Pot compared to cooking them on the stovetop. So we're going to do that, and then we're just going to have that with grilled cheese. For Friday, I'm going to be doing penne with broiled chicken. I don't have a recipe for this. This is just something that I made up one time, and the kids pretty much all like it. What I do is I just take some chicken breast, and I cut it into small pieces, and I toss it with some olive oil, and then just broil it under the broiler until it gets a little bit crispy. And then in the meantime, I just boil up some penne pasta, and then I toss the penne pasta with some olive oil and garlic salt, and I add the chicken in, and then once that's off the heat, I add some shredded mozzarella cheese so that it just kind of mixes in but doesn't like fully melt. And everybody seems to like that, and it's just like a really quick, easy meal I can throw together on a Friday night. And then I'm just going to be doing some frozen vegetables on the side with that. I usually keep some of those steamed fresh type in the freezer that I could just pick something and heat it up in the microwave real quick, and that can go with the pasta and chicken. So that is it. That's it for this week's meal plan. As I mentioned, there is a blog post each week that comes out the same day as the meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com if you're looking for any of these recipes that I mentioned that are on a particular recipe website. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy this show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, if you can take just a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be so helpful to me. Not only is it really awesome and exciting when I see a review and I get to read it, it also helps get this show out to more individuals so that it kind of like boosts the search results. I don't know why I can't say this properly, but when people search for a show like this, it will be more likely to show up in their top results. So that would be really awesome if you could do that. And then if you're interested, there is a link to financially support the podcast in the episode details. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?